So let me stop and tell you a little more about this church plant in Tempe that Paul Chapel is blessing us with in our town. Okay. Pastor Polka Dot is his name. Actually, his name's John Guy. This guy, you click on his website, he's wearing a polka dot shirt. I'm sorry, a grown man in a polka dot shirt, that isn't manly. Polka dots are for girls. He's got this little trendy polka dot shirt. Then you click on his Twitter, polka dot shirt. I found like 4 pictures of the guy in polka dots. Hence the name polka dot. He's got a pink, his Twitter profile, just super skinny jeans, super bird leg, okay, with a pink shirt with polka dots. This is a pastor. I mean, I would expect just a grown man who names the name of Christ to be manly, but let alone somebody who's going to be a pastor in a pink polka dot shirt and skinny jeans, and you say, I appreciate you calling him queer looking and faggoty. Well, you know, why don't these guys start dressing like a man? And you know what? You false accuser of God. Hey, if they don't want to be accused of being queers, then why do they dress like queers? Why do they look like queers? Why do they act like queers? Huh? I mean, what if I saw some girl in a miniskirt bending over into some guy's car and I said, that's a prostitute? Oh, how dare you accuse her of that? What's your evidence? Well, you know what? If it's not for sale, then take down the for sale sign. That's right. And we got a bunch of skinny jeans queers coming to start a church in Tempe. Pink shirt, polka dots. These people have no standards. Their music is the Backstreet Boys minus the drums. Which, who cares? Like, oh, that somehow makes it fine now? And then he posts pictures of his wife in pants digging a hole and says, this is my wife in beast mode. His wife's in pants. His wife's looking more manly than him. His wife probably lifts more than him. And I'm not saying she looked manly. I'm just saying he didn't look manly at all. He's got his wife in pants. Now, hold on a second. I thought we as independent fundamental Baptists were old-fashioned. I thought that we believed that men should wear pants and women should wear skirts and dresses. But even the pastor has got his wife out digging ditches in pants and puts that on his profile. And then his music guy that we just listened to, who's coming to help start him the church, in the announcement about how, oh, yeah, we're going to be starting a church in Arizona. We're coming to Tempe to start a church. His wife is wearing jeans with holes in the knees. It looks like the camera that filmed it's probably a $5,000 to $7,000 camera, but she can't afford jeans without holes in the knees. You know what I mean? Get this woman dressed. She's got holes in her knees. She probably bought them that way because she's a trendy and she's in a man's garment, pants, with holes in the knees. Trying to look even more rugged. The ruggedness that her husband ought to have. She's got holes in the knees. She's, you know, the other one's operating heavy equipment and pants. You say, how dare you judge? Well, don't you know we're going to judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? You know, I'm not supposed to judge when a supposed man of God is sending another supposed man of God in women's looking clothing and skinny jeans and a pink shirt with his wife wearing the pants. Wife's got hole in the knees. And we're supposed to just sit back and say, oh, well, God bless you. What can we do to help? There's another picture of her behind the pulpit at Lancaster, quote, tearing it up in ladies' chapel. So she's preaching behind the pulpit to other ladies, tearing it up in ladies' chapel. The church is going to be meeting at a comedy nightclub. This is Independent Fundamental Baptist coming out of Lancaster. They're meeting at the Improv in Tempe. A bar, a nightclub, a comedy. Church is such a joke, meets in a comedy club. Okay, go just Google the Improv Tempe. Purple lights, bar stools, alcoholic beverages. I mean, this is, why would anyone, look, I've started several churches. I know what it means to look for a building. I've helped my pastor friends look for buildings before. Never did the thought enter my mind, well, why don't we check the nightclubs? Let's check a bar. Let's check a comedy club. What kind of thought even enters somebody's mind when you can rent all kinds of retail space, office space, storefront space, schools, even movie theaters for crying out loud, but to rent a nightclub, why? Because they want all their fancy lighting with the purple lights, they want the bar stools, they want the sound system for their faggoty music and for their skinny jeans, non-denom church. And you know what? These churches have no standard. You say, well, your standards are too strict. Well, at least I have standards. Yeah. At least I have a standard. They have no standards. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 22. Deuteronomy chapter 22. On the announcement where they're talking about, oh, we're going to start this church in Tempe. It shows her husband proposing to her. She's in short shorts and a bikini top. Short shorts and a bikini top when she's not wearing jeans with holes in the knees. These are the pastors. These are the leaders. This is the leadership of the church. We're not talking about a new believer, a church member who just got saved. We're talking about a guy who's on staff right now. This guy, John Guy, who's starting the church, is on staff, on the pastoral staff at Lancaster Baptist Church. He's an assistant pastor. Can't even have his wife dress feminine. But he can dress feminine all day long. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. And judgment must begin at the house of God. Amen. And the Bible says that they're an abomination when they do this gender-bending clothing. And let me tell you something. When I was a kid, this was the independent fundamental Baptist movement. You know, men dressed like men, women dressed like women, and the music was conservative. It wasn't this queer-sounding music. Didn't exist, okay?